Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to Antoine in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
What's going on? Hey, listen, fellas. First of all, this is a parenting issue. How many people are going to call and say, my kid doesn't pay attention? Well, make them. They're kids. If you care about the Lions, you make your kid watch the Lions. You shut your TV, you shut your house down. You shut your living room down. At about 11 o'clock, about an hour and a half before game time, you cook food with them, you make it family time, you make it fun, especially right now because they're winning. If you don't do that, of course they're going to play their video games, go on YouTube, use all of these crappy apps and do all of this crap that doesn't provide them any substance. Watching the same movie 10 times over or watching some bull crap on YouTube is not adding any substance to them. Adding substance is having memorable moments with your family and watching the Lions or watching the Wings or watching this or watching that. This is a parenting issue. This is an inside-the-house issue. Stop letting tablets and things and apps raise your kids and have moments with your kids. As a man in the house, as a father, you're going to make sure you sit down with your kids and watch important moments and important sports games. If you don't do that, of course you're going to lose your kid to the tablet, bro. It's common sense.
Looking at the parents on the show, I can't speak to this.
I'm not going to, Greg.
Antoine.
You know what, sorry, he's talking to Greg behind the glass.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to chain my kid to the couch at 1 o'clock and make him watch the Lions. Here's the point.
Well, maybe you should, because whatever they're doing on those apps, and that's not adding no substance, bro. It's adding zero substance. You work a sports radio show. Sports should be important to you. And if it's important to you, it should be important to your kids.
You can't make your kids like sports, Antoine. I understand the point about, hey, limiting screen time for kids, and I don't have kids, but I don't think you can make them like things.
No, you can make them get outside. You can limit screen time in what they're doing on Instagram, TikTok. What's the one that disappears in 24 hours?
Snapchat.
Like all of those things you can limit, but in limiting those, you give other options.
They will find their interests, enhance and amplify what their interests are appropriately.
Yes, if they like music or sports or whatever.
I think some elements of his points are accurate.
Yeah.
Like, for example, last year for the NFC Championship game, I got pizza from, we tried a new place.
Yeah.
And I knew it would be good. And you create a moment within that moment around the game.
Sure.
So I agree with those kind of, to try to guide them to interest. But look, if your kids don't like something, you don't force them to like something. Just because I work in sports radio doesn't mean my kid has to be a sports fan. In fact, I've told them that. You know, I said, just because dad does what he does for a living doesn't mean that you need to like sports.
Well, think about it. Like, do you like the same stuff as your brothers or your dad? Like, everybody's got their own interests.
Both my two youngest kids sing, they do singing lessons and have sung at recitals at our church. And I've told them both, I enjoy this more than watching you play a game. You know, so to Antoine's, I think he went a little extreme with some things.
His initial point, though, was like include them in stuff, make it fun.
But
I think that's good advice.
Like this Sunday, you know, we started it with the Packer game 2 years ago on the Sunday night. That's when they got to stay up late on a Sunday night. I'm willing to let my kids stay up late if they want to watch the game. If they don't want to watch the game, they're not going to stay up late. That's the reason you're staying up late. And I do agree that, yeah, you can take the phones out of their hands in situations and stuff, but you can't make them like something that you like.
Oh, Antoine is very polarizing on the ticket text, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Some people, he's right. I love it. Don't placate these kids. Father of the year. Another one says, Antoine's probably not a father based on that advice. They're flooding in.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.